The Wolf and the Lamb. Ruth is 46, of medium stature, with brown hair and blue eyes. She's a specialized biologist in behavior of wolves. 1 week ago, she received a scholarship from a private institution to write a book about these animals. Ruth argues that through the wolf, communication can be established between our species and theirs. Wolves can pass on lessons of cooperation, solidarity, and affection. The Secret of the Wolf is the title she intends to give the book. This is the reason to meet alone in a cabin in the woods. After her second divorce and having no children or close family, wolves became her only passion. To a colleague, she confessed that she prefers their company to that of humans. Wolves don't lie, she said. She got up at 5:30 in the morning. She had breakfast and went to the forest with a camera, a tape recorder, a compass, a notepad, and supplies in a backpack. There's a fog that covers the sun and seeps through the trees, submerging the forest in a vaporous mass that reminds us of a dream. Ruth moves without fear of the unknown territory, as if she was walking in her garden. She listens to the melody of the awakening of the birds and the hum of the insects and inhales the fresh scent of trees. Sometimes she stumbles on some stone or slides on moss. She breaks the branches that hinder her way and tears cobwebs. She knows she will have to walk a few hours to find a wolf, but the more she penetrates in the forest, the better she feels. Contrary to expected, the fog, instead of lifting, becomes denser. It is now 9 in the morning and Ruth can barely see a foot ahead. However, she remains calm, despite feeling tired. Suddenly, in the distance, she begins to hear wolves of wolves, a kind of lament that pierces the fog as if seeking her. Ruth connects the recorder and moves in that direction. Occasionally, she howls too, convinced that she can already communicate with them. However, after a few minutes, she stops hearing the animals. She turns her head in all sides in vain. She decides to have a rest. She leans against a tree, drinks water, and eats a sandwich. A little later, she's taken by sleepiness and lies down. Ruth is now a 3-year-old girl, blonde with blue eyes. She wears a green dress and rose shoes. She moves through the forest as if she were playing in her parents' front yard. She's not afraid of anything because she knows that animals, like people, are good and friendly. The fog serves to hide from the adults she supposed walk nearby. Her small hands help her make a way through the tree's branches. Suddenly, she hears a woo and replies in the same way with her childish voice. The woo increases in intensity and Ruth feels it getting closer and closer. She runs in that direction, wooing too. She's intensely happy. Then, from the fog, a wolf appears. It is a male of gray fur and orange eyes, with sharp teeth and woolly tail. Drool trickles from its mouth. Ruth smiles. She has never seen such a beautiful animal. The wolf sits down 2 meters from her. Don't approach. It is very dangerous to walk alone in a forest, says the wolf. It is not. Everyone likes to play with me, says Ruth. You are a defenseless girl and I can eat you. Wolves don't eat girls, only lambs. And you are a lamb. Ruth laughs. I'm not. I don't have fur. There are lambs without fur, and those are the ones that wake up a large appetite in hungry wolves. I don't believe you, wolf. Wolves don't lie. And there's a kind of wolf that attacks you sweetly. He tells you it's a game, and you believe it. Those are the most dangerous. If any animal attacks me, I will tell my mother. The wolf laughs too. Are you sure? Sometimes girls attacked by wolves become so ashamed, so frightened, so lost they aren't able to tell anyone. They keep the secret to themselves. And because they are very young, eventually they forget. Ruth shakes her head. I don't understand anything you are saying. Let's play. The wolf rises and starts prowling her. No, listen carefully. Girls attacked by wolves can forget what happened to them. But they are left with a wound inside, a wound that never closes, and that will accompany them for the rest of their lives. Sometimes this wound causes a pain so strong that they can't take it no more and want to die. Ruth is rattled, and she doesn't know what to say. For the first time, she's afraid of the wolf. I don't want to play with you anymore. You are bad. And she screams for her mother. No worth calling your mother, says the wolf. She's at the motel with a friend. And as for your father, he's in a business meeting. You're alone, Ruth. Another wolf will appear and catch you. Now you are lost, but one day you may heal the wound if you have the courage to face it. Ruth opens the eyes. The fog has disappeared and the forest shines in the sun. She looks at her watch and it's 11. She doesn't know if she slept, if she hit her head on some tree and passed out, or what happened to her. She can't remember anything. However, she's anxious, with a pain somewhere deep in her chest. For the first time since she arrived, she feels alone and lost. She wants to return immediately. She gets up with difficulty, consults her compass, and starts back. As soon as she enters the cabin, she locks the door and grabs a knife. She goes to look through the window for some time as if a threat is hidden in the forest. Only then she turns on the computer and tries to start the book. But she can't concentrate and gives up. She spends the day doing nothing, walking back and forward. An itch appears on her head and she scratches until she bleeds. Suddenly, without knowing why, she starts crying. When she calms down, she prepares dinner, eats quickly, and takes 4 tablets to sleep. Then she throws herself into bed. Ruth is again 3 years old and is in the nursery waiting for her mother to pick her up. She wears a green dress and pink shoes. The teacher comes to tell her that she has received a call from her mother to say that she can't come. In turn, her godfather, Mr. Gabriel, will come. Ruth doesn't care. She likes him very much. In 10 minutes, her godfather appears, gives her a kiss, and takes her to his car. Ruth, your mother is working and asked me to stay with you until dinner. Let's go to my house. Are we going to play? Yes, today we will play a new game, but it's a secret. We won't tell anyone, do you promise? I do. Good girl. Look, I brought you a gift. Ruth opens the box that is offered to her. A stuffed lamb. Bah. The car enters a fog, and for Ruth, everything turns gray.